Blog Talk Radio.
Getting better.
break. I said I feel a praise break. I said I feel a praise break. Because I ain't got no doubt in my mind that he can do it.
Reverend, that brother said, I don't have no doubt in my mind, Rev. I don't have no doubt in my mind. You know what I'm talking about, Rev. See, he's been convinced, man. Good morning, mm-hmm. Rev. He's been convinced, my brothers and sisters. Good morning. Yeah. He's been truly convinced. See, when you know, if you hear that song right, and you heard how the brother, how he, as he went to East Bar, you know what I'm talking about, Rev. You know, as he went to East Bar, you know, and he took away all the proper singing because he got to the praise, Reverend. He got to the praise. You just don't know what's in my mind. That's what he was telling me. He can do it. Mm-hmm. Can he do
yes,
it, man?
Yes,
have
sir.
He done it for you lately, though? You know.
Yes, sir.
Boy,
yes,
I tell you, man, we serve a God, man, who sent his son down through 42 generations for you and I to have this opportunity to lift up his name. This is the day that the Lord has made, that we should be what? Glad and rejoice in it. Because I don't
rejoice.
Know about you. I'm going to say this here. I know you got it on. I know everybody can do it. You know, I've been around church just a little bit. I ain't been around long as most, you know. But I've been around a little. Post know how to end it and start it if you don't watch it when you say something, right? But what the whole deal is, Reverend, I know it's in my heart to believe this. You might can help me with it, Rev. We try our best to live right. We try our best to try to walk with the King. You know what I'm saying? I learned something, man. My short time of living, it's going to be the blood. This truly is going to be the blood. I mean, even in
right.
our best, man, we are just like filthy rags. That brother said, Lord, do it. Now, when you've been in some situation in your life, my brother, you're going to want Lord to do something for you. But then you're going to say, some of us, we didn't got taught, right? We didn't someone to preach to us, and they're telling us that this impossible thing to do. You know what the only thing that's impossible to do is to what? To know the Lord and have the Lord. And turn from him. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
To know the Lord and truly have the Lord and turn from him. Once you have the Lord in your heart, no one can take it out of your heart but you. If you allow somebody, I'm going to tell you, it's evidence in that, Reverend, because when he asked this young man, he said, have you considered Reverend Henry?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Have you considered
yes, sir.
My servant Job? You know, so
yes,
that tells
sir.
Me right
yes,
then,
sir.
You've been seeking and divine. Look at who you can torment, but have you looked at this servant? That's what God told him.
Mm-hmm.
He said, yeah, I have. If you just pull that hedge of protection off him, I have him to do some things that you probably didn't think he would do. But God said you can have everything, but not his soul. You know what I'm talking about? I'm
mm-hmm.
going to tell you, Reverend, we've been around long enough to know the devil know us. Do we know him,
yes,
though?
Sir.
Do we know him, though? I want to deal with something this morning very familiar. It's talking about the resurrection, man. It's very familiar.
Okay.
And very, very familiar. You might have recited it, you know. It's so familiar. It's in the book of Matthew. God just laid it in my heart, man. The book of Matthews, and over here, chapter 22, beginning at verse 23. That's what I want to go today, and if it be his will. I want to look at something, man, because being a believer, you've always been questioned. You know what I'm talking about? You've always been questioned, do you love the Lord? If you love the Lord, dust and dust, you know, Reverend? And I want us to know that there are going to be some questions raised about your walk. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. There are going to be some questions raised about your walk. These people were trying to discredit Jesus Christ. They've been doing it for years, trying to discredit Jesus Christ. I don't know how in the world we can look at this, but one way, Reverend, let the Bible speak for you. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
Let the Bible speak for you. You don't have to fight nobody about who you are and whose you are. You know what, Reverend? All you got to do is just trust in the Lord. And fight not your battle. Let him fight it. Because when we do it, Reverend, I'm going to tell you something, man. We always mess up. We mess up. We tear it up.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something. We know how to mess it up. So I want to deal with that, man, not to hold you too long.
Okay.
Verse 23, you know, I believe it's going to go a little farther than what I said is. In chapter 22, Matthew, you remember that book? That's the New Testament.
Yes, sir.
It's the first book of the New Testament, right? I think they ain't moved it out your book. At, you know, and a lot of this stuff we're going to read is in red. It's in red. A lot of this stuff we're going to read and it's in red. So when it's written in red, that's Jesus. Him words, you know, him words, if you can say it like that. So, you know, I'm going to still hold on to this word, right? Because when you've been around church longer, some of us being, you know, it sounds like a cliche, you know. You know, but I want to deal with this resurrection. I want to deal with this resurrection. And there was a certain people who always came against Jesus, was in this, who always tended to come against him by the resurrection. And I want to talk about the Sanhedrin, you know, and the Sadducees, if you don't mind. Watch this here. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come in the most harmless manner we know how, Lord. Thanking you, Father God, for your sweet spirit that already been with us this morning, Lord. We thank you for the songs of worship and praise that always went before you, Lord. Lord, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to forgive us for any sins we have done, known and unknown sin, Lord. We ask you to cover us, Father God, with your blood, Lord. Move us out the way, Father God, and put you forth, Lord. When people hear us, they hear you, Lord. Let the word go in someone's heart that they want to hear you and walk with you, Lord. Knowing that, Father God, that you are the creator of man, Lord. You're the one who gave man the breath of life. Lord, what nothing that we did was on yesterday was so great. You allow us to be here today. Now we in your presence. Now we feel your love, Lord. So we ask you to have thy own way, Lord. Move in our heart, Lord, that we can live up praise, Lord. Move in our way, Lord, that we can wave our hand. Move in thy way, Lord, that man will want to walk with you, talk with you, Lord. Move in thy own way that you move with our jobs, that you move with our household, that you touch our children, that you touch our grandchildren, Lord. Move in our way, Lord, that Father God, when they see us, they see you, Lord. Have your way, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
If we lift up this word resurrection, Lord, it didn't took so much of the power out of when people hear the resurrection, Lord. But Lord, we believe that you're coming back. And we believe you're going to come back for this church, Lord. We are the temple of the Lord. Lord, each one of us is a temple, Lord. So help us, Lord, that we try to be prepared when you come, Lord. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen. Glory, glory be to God, man. I just thank God for the love he has for the church. You know, he loved us so much, man. Some of us ain't too proud to say this yet. We deserve a lot of things. And it's mercy. We deserve what?
Justice.
But he keep giving us, and he keep giving us mercy. I'm going to tell you today, don't let nobody hold you to something. Watch this here. Oh, hypocritical people will hold you to something in the Bible when Jesus died for it. He knew we were going to struggle with life. He knew we were going to struggle with life. But there was a time the Sadducees was asking the question, Reverend. Asking the question. And I'm going to tell you something. You ever been around folks like to ask questions, man? You know what I'm talking about? Some of the questions they ask, sometimes they already have an answer, Reverend. They already have an answer to the question. And they just want to see your opinion about the question, right? So I want to deal with something with this text, right? Look how it reads. It said, the same day. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, came to him the Sadducees, which was said that there is no resurrection. Look at here, Reverend. And asked him, saying, Master, Moses said, if a man die and have no children, and his brother shall marry his wife and raise up the seed unto the brother. Hey, look how tricky to get, Reverend. He said, now there were with us seven brethren. That's what he said. And the first, when he had married a wife, deceased. He did. That's what he did, Reverend. He did. And he said, having no issue, he said, left his wife unto his brother. Likewise, the second also, and the third, and unto the seventh. And the last of all, the woman died also. Look here, Reverend. He said, therefore, in the resurrection, who wife shall she be of the seven? For they all had her. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. No, I'm gonna do something before I get off in my lesson real good. I'm gonna deviate just to get a little light here. Paul had taught Timothy because he was leading the church one day, and he knew people was gonna come to him one day and ask questions. You know, he knew that they're gonna question him about his preaching and his teaching. So Paul told Timothy this here in 2 Timothy 2:23, Reverend. He said, but foolish and unlearned question. That's what he said, of all.
Mm-hmm.
He said, know that they are gender stripes. Let me do it again. But foolish and unlearned questions above, knowing that they do gender strife. And a servant of the Lord must not strive, but to be gentle unto all men. Watch this, Reverend. Apt to teach patience,
yes,
and meekness, instructing those who oppose themselves, if God preventing. He said, will give them repentance and to acknowledge of the truth. Now I'm almost on.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Paul gave Timothy that instruction. Now Jesus is going to have to give these brothers some good instruction. You know what I'm talking about? This is why,
yeah,
you know, people that ain't been in the Bible, they think, that, you know, everybody got their seminar. And I'm not saying, I ain't knocking that. The seminar is good. It teaches you how to go in the Bible, to find what you do and research and be able to convey God's word, you know, and be able to present God's word with some knowledge. But not, so most of them are doing it because they want to be known that they're smart, not trying to give you the knowledge to apply it to your life, to show how smart they are. But what happened here, we have the Sadducees, right? And the Sadducees are a group of people, Reverend, who
mm-hmm.
always were trying to find a way of discrediting Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit. Discredit,
yeah,
Jesus is the resurrection. This section of people, Reverend, they try to deny Christ as his resurrection. This is what they were doing right now. So they throw a little trickery here, Reverend. And they use their mouth. They use Moses. Because everybody knows Moses. Moses taught us, Reverend. That's what they're saying. Moses taught us that when a man died and have no children, do his brother, can he marry? You know what I'm talking about? That's what they're saying. That's what he said,
yeah,
right here. And he went on with the story. He got it out. He said, not just the first one, the second one, all the way down to the seventh, all have married this woman. And they all died, Reverend. And then he got so smart, Reverend. He said, this is what he said to her. And even she died. Then he asked Jesus, Reverend,
mm-hmm.
this is what they asked. He said, therefore, in the resurrection, who wife should she be of the seven? For they all
mm-hmm.
had her. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, you have to watch the craftery of the devil. See, Jesus was
mm-hmm.
so smart and so wise, man. He know they're trying to trap him, man. You know, because Moses, they know Moses. They believe Moses was here before Jesus because they didn't know the resurrection. Remember? They
mm-hmm.
believe Jesus was so young, he couldn't have been here before then. But we learned in our book, in the beginning, that God said, let us create man in our own image. He was talking about him and his
yes.
son. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes,
see, he
yes.
was, he come from eternity. You know, that's why we, when we look at him today, we can see him as he is today, Reverend. We can feel, you can see people walk around right now that have the love of God. That don't exempt
mm-hmm.
them making no mistake. That don't exempt them. You got people really think they don't make mistakes, but trust me, even in your thoughts, my brothers and sisters, you didn't mess up.
Yeah.
Oh, help me.
Right.
So Jesus had to
right.
deal with that intellect, man. He had to deal with that intellect, because these people was taught by Moses and been under the what we call the Torah. That is the first five books. That is we call the law. They knew it, brother. But what did Jesus say to him, Reverend? Jesus answered, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, Jesus answered and said unto them, he said, you do err.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
He said, no,
yeah.
not. He said, no. He said, not knowing the scripture nor the power of God. Oh, help me. He could
right.
stop right there, Reverend. Look what he said. Jesus answered and said unto them, you do err. He said, not knowing the scripture nor the power of God. Help me, Holy Spirit. Look what he said. But in the
mm-hmm.
resurrection, they'll neither marry yay, nor given in marriage, but
yes.
he said, but are, look what said, but are as the angel of God in heaven. He said, watch this, but as the touching of the resurrection of the dead, he said, have ye not read? That's what he said, Reverend, that which was spoken unto you by God, saying, I am what? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And what he said, and God is not the God of the dead. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
He said, but of the living, Reverend.
He said, have you not read? Now watch this, Reverend. Mm-hmm. You know I don't know too much. You know, I'm probably the dumbest person you ever met, Reverend. But I read something one day, Reverend. He said, have you not read? These people were intellectual people. They can sit and hold a conversation on the level of what we would say today as a scholar, Reverend. They can take the word and speak it in Greek and Hebrew and have you all confused, Reverend. They can take it the English language and make it out of an adjective, turn it to a noun, Reverend. They can hold a conversation to you, can place the adverb in front of the oh help me, Holy Spirit. They can tell you so how it really means, Reverend. So but Jesus said, now have you not read? He said, you err, man. He said, you got in the scripture and you err. You didn't get to understand. So this is what the Bible did for me now. Because, you know, I'm pretty much the dumbest one on here. But since I'm here, I know you're going to hear me. 2 Timothy, right? And 2 and 15, rather. It says, study. Yeah, it says, study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman that needed not to be ashamed, but rightly to divide the word and truth. Now, I'm in the book now. Let me do it one more. He says, study to show thyself approved unto God. Not Eric, not Reverend Henry, not whoever listens
to me,
but unto God. And then he do it like this for us, because we know some people try to hold you to something. He said, a workman. So you got to get in this thing to work, Reverend. You got to get in the labor a little bit. That needed not to be ashamed.
Sir.
So when you're in the Word of God and you trying to convey God's Word and you trying to write the divine God's Word, you don't be like the serpent seed trying to trap people. You trying to win them to
come
Christ.
On,
help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes,
what I'm trying to say,
yes,
you're trying to tell someone to tell them God love you, even in your imperfection.
Mm-hmm.
God love you. You know how much God love you? Look at your hands. I'm going to let you imagine a little bit. You see, you don't have no hole in your hand. Look at the other hand. You see, it don't have no hole in his hand. Look at your feet. It don't have no hole in his hand. Look at this. You didn't get hung on no cross. Hey, Reverend. They couldn't break his leg because the Bible said he couldn't do it, so they pierced him in the side. So when I'm telling you, the Bible is real. Now, when the Bible tells us to study, that's what Jesus said. You didn't study, brother. You went to the class. You went through it. You got a few pronouns. You got a little adjective. You read it. You know, you ready to get out there? No, not so. He said, this body that we living in right now, Reverend, will not be the one you see in heaven. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes,
hey, Reverend, you won't see that body, Reverend. You won't get to see that body, man. You know why I said you won't see it? Because the book says it. It's in the book.
Mm-hmm.
How we will not see the body that we're in right now. This body we're living in right now will go back to the dirt. Help me, Holy Spirit. It's going to go
right
back to the dirt it came from. And saying this, a lot of people don't believe it. A lot of people think they're going to stay in the flesh. But no. You're coming out this body. And the body that you reside in right now, it's going to go back to the dirt. Watch what it says over here in 1 Corinthians. I don't know the Bible, y'all. Can I read it one more time? He said, now I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither do the corruption of the incorruption. He said, behold, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, I show you a mystery.
Show you a mystery. That's
he said, we should not all sleep. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, but we should be like all changed. Reverend, he said, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall rise in corruption. And then, look what he said, Reverend, and we shall be changed. He said, we shall be changed, man. When God come back, when he transitioned from heaven, coming down and coming and getting his service, before he goes to do the judgment, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, before he start writing about all of us from the sheep, from the goat, and the weep, and the tear, he going to say, come on up, Reb. He said, you was over three things. But come on for the higher. I'm going to have you up. But you won't be in this body. that corruptible youth, that thing you got in right now. Look at you, Red. You got gray all over you right now. You 2 pounds more than you were last year. Your feet start hurting last week. Remember, you run. You can't run before box. You used to run 2 miles. Remember, we decayed, remember?
Yes, sir.
Believing this on earth. Yes, we transition as we speak. You might want to do some push up. You might want to lift up on the bar a little bit, but that ain't going to stop you from seeing him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
No.
Look what he said, Reverend. No. He said, "But the corruptible must put on incorruption, and the mortal must put on immortality. So when the corruptible shall have put on the incorruption, oh, I'm in the book, y'all, and this mortal shall put on the immortality, then shall, what's it, be brought to pass." And look what he said, Reverend, and saying that it is written, the dead, oh, hell my death, is swallowed up. He said, death is swallowed in victory.
Yeah.
He said, oh, death, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, where is thou sting? Grave, what is thou victory? The sting of death is sin, Reverend. The strength, like I said, in the strength of sin is the law. Oh, Lord, you get to do this. You get to read the scripture, Reverend. You ever read the scripture and look what the scripture do, because you didn't want to do it, Reverend, and because I didn't want to do it. He said, thanks be to God. He said, thanks be to God.
Yeah.
After saying all of that, after saying this corruptible body should put on incorruption, that means the body you're coming out of is decaying. But when you're going to put on something, it's not going to decay. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit.
That's
you're
going
to put on something, it's not going to die. It's not going to torment. Even if you go to hell, it's not going to die. Even if you go to heaven, it's going to be eternal. He said, but you're going to put on a new body. We used to say, I'm moving on to a new home. He said, I'm struggling. Oh, you know that song, do you? Well, let me get home. He said, thanks be to God, which given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I just read the Bible, and I'm reading some more because it's helping me. And while I'm talking to you, I love it. Because he said, therefore, my beloved brethren, he said, be ye steadfast, but removable. Always bow in the works of the Lord. Now, let me do this for me. That was for you, Reverend. He said, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unremovable, abound in the works of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
So when you walk in this walk, when you talk in this tongue, I know I'm in the book. When you walk in this walk and you talk in this tongue, you know what, Reverend? It's a change coming. Reverend, there's a change coming. You don't come.
Yes, sir.
And we do this Monday through Friday. Watch this, Reverend. Some of us do it Monday through Sunday. Help me, Holy Spirit. And when we come, we don't come and leave like we came in Jesus' name. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
We came with expectation. Said, when I get there, when I get there, I want to be on the service on the same level with these brothers. But if I'm not there, Lord, remove my thoughts so I can decrease, so you can increase.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still dealing with that dead person now, Reverend. Because I got to let them know the Sadducee has left the mind of the physical part. Now we're trying to put them in the spiritual realm. That's what Jesus was doing. He said, don't you not know that this body that you got, it is corruptible, and you're going to put on incorruption? He said, but let me give you here, Reverend. He even did it more better than that. He said, don't you know I'm the God of Abraham?
That's what he said.
He said, I'm the God of Isaac. He said, you must have read this, Reverend. He said, I'm the God of Jacob. That's what he said, Reverend. He said, God is not the God of dead, but the what? Of the living. That's why we're doing the eulogy. That's why we're standing on top of somebody. He said, why seek the living, what's that? Among the dead.
Why seek
the living? And somebody in their mind said, man, my mama dead, man. My brother's dead. Mm-hmm. My father's dead. What is you saying, preacher, to me? I'm telling you, if they knew the Lord, help me, Holy Spirit. If they accept the Lord, if their Lord and Savior, my brothers and sisters, they are not dead. They died a long time ago. When did they die, Reverend? They died as soon as they said, I love the Lord. Oh, he heard my cry. He pitied every wrong. Long as I live, hey, trouble rise. He said, I hate unto the throne of God. What happened to him, Reverend? He got out of sin. He said, Lord, forgive me.
That's right.
And Lord forgave him. And then he said, do you remember this? If you confess out your mouth that the Lord God had raised Jesus from the grave, he said, you will be saved. He said, with the heart, man believe unto righteousness, but the confession of the tongue, he is made unto salvation. I'm telling you, brother and sister, it is that simple. If you believe, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe
that's
it
right.
and confess out your mouth, you are saved. Now, what's happening there? There's a preparation here. Help me, Holy Spirit. That's a thing you got to do every day. Read the book. Get around positive people. Stay around
yeah.
the people closer to the Lord. Then unless you get around negativity, the more it will pull you away. Now, watch this. Jesus know it. He know you were going to mess up. You and I. He know we were going to mess up. You know what he did? He said, I died for it. Well, Reverend, that didn't work for you. Because you like to me. You like to read a little bit. Let's go to Revelation right quick. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to take it over. If you don't mind. Let's go to Revelation. One more. I don't know about the Bible, y'all. Jesus. See, you can fight me. But if I'm reading scripture and you fight the scripture, you're fighting God. The Bible says, I heard a loud voice saying in heaven. Oh, here. Now there was a stuff going on, Reverend. He said, I heard a loud voice in heaven. This is Revelation 12 and 10. He said, now is come salvation and strength. Oh, hear me. Ain't you happy about
yeah.
that? Now
that's right.
the what? Salvation and strength.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Jesus, in the kingdom
mm-hmm.
of our God, in the power of Christ, for the what's it, the accuser of the brethren, oh, help me, Holy Spirit,
yeah.
is cast down. That's what he's doing, Reverend, which accused
mm-hmm.
them before God, day and night. That devil sitting right now, day and night, accusing us, saying what we ain't doing,
yeah.
what we is doing. But let me tell you something, Reverend. He said, and they were overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their life unto death. Help me, Holy Spirit. Jesus have stand right there. As soon as that adversary says something about us, he stand right there. They overcame. They overcame
mm-hmm.
because of the blood.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get overcome because of Aaron. They didn't get overcome because of Reverend Henry. They didn't get somebody wanted to renounce me. They was overcome because of the blood. You know, they preach it, naming and claiming. They preach it, you got the tithe. They preach it, watch this, Reverend, you don't do this and you don't do that. And all the ones are saying it are doing the same thing you're doing. It. Help me, Holy Spirit. That's why he said don't be like a hypocrite. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When you judge somebody,
yeah.
Reverend, he said, what you do, you'll be judged and you'll be measured by what you judge. He said, how can you get this little dust out of Reverend Henry's eye and you got this big old beam in your own eye? He said, what
mm-hmm.
you need to do, old hypocrite, first get the beam out your own eye before you get this mold
right.
out your brothers and sister eyes. He said, then you can see clearly. See, when you know you've been delivered, help me, Holy Spirit, when you know God has removed something from your soul and you want to help somebody, you won't be so, you won't condemn them. You will show them the love of God. You will teach them genitively.
Right.
You will convey them to the love of God. God love you, sister. God love you, brother.
Mm-hmm.
I know he loves you.
Mm-hmm.
You know how I know you? Because he prepared a way for you and I. He knew we were
right.
going to slip. He knew we were going to fall. Allow me to tell you this here. He loves you more than that sin you think you love him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you know if you
no,
call
right.
on the Lord, he gave you some strength. Now, watch this. He knew
mm-hmm.
we were going to bust our head, Reverend. He knew it. It wouldn't be so that he came
yeah.
if we couldn't do it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So I'll tell you this here.
Mm-hmm.
And when the multitude heard this, Reverend, they was astonished at his doctrine.
Yeah.
Reverend, they were stunned, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
They were stunned
yes, was.
At his doctrine. They looked at his word. Now, I ain't going to go no more. This is I can go a little bit more, but for what I need to do right now, I think it's enough, Reverend. But for what he said right here, Reverend, they was hearing him. They heard the preach word. They heard how he took the Sadducees and just ripped them open, Reverend, and told them, you really ain't been reading, brother. You haven't read enough. That's what he said. Because if you read enough,
right.
you know what is about the resurrection. You know you've been in talk, but you must have missed that part of the lesson, Reverend, because you didn't get that. You know why they didn't get it? Because they knew about the law. They didn't know about the New
mm-hmm.
Testament. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They didn't know about Jesus. They didn't know about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're trying to discredit him, Reverend. That's why they're trying to discredit you and others are trying to convey God's word. But I'm going to read this
right.
fast, and that's going to be it. told me right here. But when the Pharisees have heard that he has put the Sadducees, look what it said, the silent, they gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question. Here goes another one. Pippin him, saying, Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, to love. Oh, he's no reverend. He said, Thou shalt love thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. This is the first great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thou shalt. He said, on these two commandments hang all the law. Help me, Holy Spirit, in the prophet. You put it together, man. You got all. He tells them what they can do and not to do with the law. He said, but all them laws hang on this one thing, is love. He said, what he said, Reverend. He said, they we couldn't trap him about the resurrection. Well, let's ask him about this other commandment. Which one better than Reverend? So he took the book they read. They know the law. He told them, this is the law. The love of thy God, the law of thy might, the law of thy strength. He said, and do this same way is what? Your neighbor, Reverend. My neighbor, you know, not the next door you live by. He said, all mankind, even the one can't pay it back to you, I want you to love him.
Right.
He said, watch this, Reverend. Right. And he taught another lesson. He said, love, watch this here, to his servant, hides a multitude of sins. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
Love hides a multitude. Practice love. Let love abide in you. Because then you can say like this, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You know what, Reverend? I might as well say that if it was something said, help me, Holy Spirit, that you couldn't understand. It was something you need us to go back over. We would carefully do that again. If it was something that you said, I know that I felt a spirit that I need to change. Can you pray for me? We're here to pray for you. If it's something that you don't know and you have been induced to the Lord, we want to tell you that you can come and confess that you believe. You have to do. We can't do it for you. You have to say it on your own. Do you believe that God raised him from the dead? Do you believe it in your heart? You have to confess unto that salvation. We can coach you. We can guide you. But it has to come from you. So we ask you, if you don't know the Lord, we want to ask you, you can come. We'll pray with you. If you didn't backslide, they use these words. If you done messed up and tore up everything, you can come. We can repay for you again. If you have a sickness or illness or family that's messing with you, we can pray for that too. We are here to assist you with the Holy Spirit guiding us through this. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Let the words of my mouth, oh, hear me, Holy Spirit, in the meditation of the heart, be acceptable unto our Lord, our Redeemer. Oh, help me, Lord. He gives us that strength. Now, I'm going to say this in passing. I love you, and you can't do nothing about it.
Amen.
Reverend, I didn't tune that, Reverend. I'm going, Reverend.
That's beautiful, man. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Resurrection. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for blessing. Sir, thank you. Thank the Lord for the word today. What a blessing. God has blessed us again. Praise it. Lord, I see you. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm really scared, she said then. I'm really scared. God is with us in all our struggles. I'm really scarred. I'm sorry. I'm really scarred. God is with us in all our struggles. That name of Philippians 4:9-4:6. Praise the Lord. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and hallelujah. Prayer. Petition with thanksgiving. Present your request to God. Also, she said that seeking God's help. Amen. Seeking God's help, how God answers your prayer. What situation in your life or in the world could you commit to him today? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You had a beautiful lesson where he told us about resurrection. Hallelujah. He resurrected us, our spirits, even this day. We're thanking for it. Praise God. You open, Brother D?
Amen, amen. Good morning, my brother. You know, I'm sitting here trying to shave this morning so I can get out of here real quick. My brother started preaching a sermon, and as he started teaching, I hear him say this quite often, that God will not let us look ignorant. He just won't do it. You know, I was sitting there last night, and for whatever reason, what happened was that a news bulletin came across. And as the news bulletin came across, I thought about a Jehovah's Witness that I used to work with in the glass business. And Rev started teaching on it this morning. He told me that him and his wife was not going to have any kids in this corrupted world. They was waiting on the new world. And I had to ask him, I said, do you know you're not going to even know her as a wife? And you're not going to even know her as a wife. And then Rev teaching on it this morning. And then I was sitting there looking at the news this morning. And I was just thinking how we just play with Satan. How we tease with the devil all the time, thinking that we have life eternal. It came a news bulletin this morning. Rev says a young man had a snake. He had several snakes. And he says that one was wrapped around his neck, choking him out. His wife ran and called the paramedics. They brought the police with them and said the snake had just enough head sticking out for him to shoot him in the head. He released the man, and he crawled all the way and slowly died. And I thought about that all morning, how the snake was choking him out. And this is how Satan, this is how we allow Satan to do us. We allow Satan to choke us out all the day long. I thought about that all morning. I was listening to it, and then, like I said, my brother turned around and touched on everything that seemed like was on my mind. I seen him open up. He said, I'm thinking about Job. He said, but you got a hedge of protection around him. See, we have a hedge of protection, but we don't want to use it. We don't want to use our hedge. We want to continue to flirt and play with Satan. He said, if you take the hedge around from around him, I'll make him curse you to your face. See, that's what we allow Satan. We won't get under the hedge of protection, so we allow Satan to make us do things that we shouldn't do. Now, the Bible has instructed man that a snake will scar on your heel and your heel should scar on his head, but we want to play with it. So a lot of us have a tendency to call Satan a snake. So why would you want to play with him? And then sitting there listening to the sermon this morning, I tell you, I can't think of anything better than God's plan to start my day off. I can't think of anything better than to start your day off with the Lord. I get up rushing to 8 o'clock to tune in, and I truly thank him for the word this morning. I thank him for the word. I'm like my brother. I try to steal. I find myself stealing a little bit from each and every last one of us. My brother, Reverend Henry, he used to always tell us, that we're dying in this world and going to a world of living. And my brother liked to tell us that I love you and ain't nothing you can do about it. And I truly love my sister and brother, and that's true, and nothing you can do about it, brothers. I pray that with the Lord continue to bless us, continue to keep us, that we will continue to be able to do our evening service, our morning service, because we're truly just trying to convey God's word to someone, praying that someone would listen and come in. As Brother Tim said, come in out the rain long enough to drive. I have truly enjoyed myself this morning. I done put everything down. I was hoping he would a little longer, but I know you have to go to work. But, you know, I said the other day, and I'll say again, when you come in and you expecting something from the Lord, you're going to get it. You're going to get it. See, a lot of us don't realize, if you just leave with joy in your heart, you receive something.
Mm-hmm.
We fasten everything into a monetary gain. You should enter into his gates with praises and thanksgiving, just like the word said. And I promise you will receive something. I received a blessing this morning. I received a blessing yesterday morning. I receive a blessing every morning. The Lord touched me and allowed me to get up. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. I pray that you all continue to grow strong in the word. Pray my strength in the Lord. Pray for me and my others. I pray for you and yours. Pray that the Lord continue to bless her. Pray that Martha continue to send us her nuggets. And I done told her once, and I'm going to tell her again, she would never be able to go past. She had already reached the peak. She keep trying, Red, but she can't get past it because we serve a bigger God. Hey, Martha, I love that one. I can never let, I use it quite often. I stole it from him, won't let it go. We truly serve a bigger God. I don't care what your problem might be. I got a bigger God. Amen.
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 Thank you. Praise the Lord. True God is blessing. Thank God for being in attendance and all that this blessing where we came and we read in his word. And he's spoken to us and lifted our spirits and encouraged our hearts to go on a little while longer. But if there be none other, we'll pray and pray that God continue to have his way. We can continue to encourage one another, bless one another, uplift one another, that God may be pleased. Hallelujah, that we may do that commandment that we have just read about, that we love the Lord God with all our heart. Hallelujah. That lawyer thought he was slick when asking the question, but truly, if we love God, hallelujah, with all our heart, hallelujah. We have no problem loving each other if we love God with all our heart. If we do the first and the greatest, the second one is ain't no problem. It'll just fall in line. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we bless God today as we pray, Father God in heaven. Father, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts. Thank you for what our ears have heard, what our hearts have received. Thank you for our blessings, Father, this day. Thank you for resurrection. Thank you for the blood that you shed for us, Father, that we may have this right to the tree of life. And Father, that you may continue to write our works in the book, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for, hallelujah, for allowing us this opportunity that we may come and be made better for you, Father. We ask that you let this not fall on deaf ears, but Father, let it go into the hearts, hallelujah, of thy people. And let us depart this place, but never from thy presence, Father God. But let us continue to walk with you in our hearts, that we may show a dying world that you yet live. In the name of Jesus is our prayer. Thank you for all those that came and played a part. Hallelujah. We thank you. We love you, Father. Continue to, hallelujah, give us the things, the special things that we need, that we may, hallelujah, have the tools, Father God, to fight against those fiery darts that would come, that would knock us off our path, strengthen us, Father, where we're weak, build us up where we're torn down. It is in the name of Jesus we pray, and we thank you, and we love you for it. Again, we thank you for the message and the messenger. And continue, we pray for, oh, Father God, Brother Dexter's family, Father, strengthen them. We realize the birthday is coming up soon, and memories will overflow. But we ask that you comfort in the midst of, if someone would be hurting with brown tears, oh, Father God, that family, that fiance, we ask that you continue to give them strength. And all those that may be bereaved in heart, we ask you, for their strength, Father. Father, you will increase their strength. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it, and we love you. In the name of Jesus, we pray, continue to bless your people, Father. In Jesus' name we pray, strengthen us. Hallelujah. That we may walk the way you bless us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hey, Rev.
Yes, sir.
1 second.
Yes, sir.
And Martha sent this to me, man. I read a lot of this stuff, man. She, and thank you for all the prayers and what you just did. But hey, Martha sent something. And dude, I just hold on my nuggets because I'm just spoiled, you know. But this was his son, and I must read, right? It's a daily read, July the 22nd, 2014. Yeah. And it's a Sponge Record. You hear that? A Sponge Record. Romans 3 and 21 through 26, if you want to read. Then it has Psalms 51 and 1. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundantly mercy, blot out my transgression. Now, again, a Sponge Record. A Sponge Record. Then it says, I am glad. This touched me, man. I am glad God doesn't have a list of disqualifications. You know what I mean, man? I'm glad.
Aren't you glad?
He said to check before expanding our record, God does not say, sorry, your sin is too awful.
Disqualified.
Oh, watch it, Reverend. He said, God doesn't say, sorry, your sin is too awful. Or look, you did more than once. This is what he said, man. Your whole life marked a pattern of corruption. Wow, that's pretty good, ain't it, Martha? There is no record that God can't respond. Oh, help me, hold. Oh, let me do that again for Brother D. Brother D. There is no record that God cannot expunge. Let me do this for Eric. Y'all don't mind. There is no record that God cannot expunge. Let me do this for the who are just listening to me. There is no record that God cannot expunge. There is no life is messed up that God cannot restore. Help me, Holy Spirit. Brother D got another way how he put it, but that's how they did it. I like how he put it, too. There is no life is so messed up that God cannot restore it. If once a record has been expunged, let me do it again for Eric. If once a record has been expunged, we can maintain a clean record by confessing and forgiving. Help me, Holy Spirit. I was going to just keep that nugget for me, but boy, I think that might help somebody just like it helped me. You know, don't you?
Yes.
It's good if we thank you not, you know, Dama. Because if we think we not, I know ain't no good grandma. Hey, Reverend.
Hey, come on, my brother.
He told us there's nothing that you can do that he won't respond. Only thing God won't respond. Now, I'm going to do this because I read the Bible. This
blasphemy.
Last day. Only thing he won't forgive is blaspheming the Holy Ghost.
Again,
somebody said, what did you say, brother?
He can forgive that. He just won't because it's his word.
But he did say this, Brother D. If they don't know, he don't charge.
You can't get a fair guy, can you? You can't do it.
Yes, sir. So what I'm saying, before we leave, they might not pick up a Bible for next Monday or Tuesday or maybe Sunday, maybe, you know, but I want you to tell you, don't let nobody hold you into no sin that God forgave you for. There's nothing on this side of this earth, God, on this earth, heaven don't have sorrow for. When he look at us, he look at us through the eyes of Jesus. He don't look at us that we perfect. Only time we're going to be brothers and sisters, when you perfect, I'm going to tell you who you're going to be looking at, and that's God. When that day comes, you will be looking and talking to
no man
on this face of earth can say that he live a perfect life. No man. I don't care how good they think they are. None. David was. I'm gonna get out of here, man. But I didn't want to let that go. Like that, Reverend, you don't mind. Y'all excuse me for my tardiness. I believe when he said expunging your record, I believe it goes like this, Brother D. When God, once you repent, once you ask God to forgive you, He doesn't remember it anymore.
He
doesn't.
Like that.
Don't let nobody have that much power over you. Say you this and you that. You don't know my God. You don't have that right to tell me what I did. He won't forgive me. No one on the song. We're gonna be surprised who's gonna be in heaven, and we're gonna be surprised who's gonna be in heaven. In hell, we're gonna be very surprised. Cause the book said, the book said it's a gut fix. So that tells me we're going to get to see who in hell. We're going to see who's going to see in hell. It's a gut fit. You can't go to him, or you can't go, or they can't come to you. It's going to be either or. You know what I'm talking about? Either way. But I'm telling you this here. My brother teach me this a lot, a long time ago. He told me, he said, you got to know the Lord before you get absent, though. Oh, Lord. You got to know the Lord before you get absent.
Amen.
We can preach. We can tell God you've been so good. But, brother, if you don't know the Lord and the pardon your sin, hell, you will be lifting your eyes up. But it won't be because the preacher put you in there. It's because your lifestyle put you in there. So ask God for forgiveness.
That's it. Try your best to walk with the King.
You fall, get back on up. Keep walking with the King. Because one day he's going to come get us out this old body. I don't want to leave this because I think we did say it. I don't want to leave this, Reverend, and tell nobody they didn't have opportunity to ask. Do you want to come in? Do you really want to come in and ask God for forgiveness? Don't ask me. Ask God. We want to stand in with you. We want to hold your hand with you while we're on this Christian walk to tell you God will accept you as you are. You know what I'm saying? I always use this all a lot. I don't use it too much, but a couple times out of the week, that I went fishing, Brother D. And I threw a line out there, Brother D. And I got in there. I know you're in Chicago. It's too cold down there. It's too cold in Chicago. Y'all do no fishing. But in Texas, it's fishing. Right? I throw it out there. And I threw the rod out there. And I threw the line out there. Threw the bait out there. And I hooked it, Reverend. I put it on in. See, Brother D don't know about that. He moved from the south. So I put it on in, Reverend. And I pulled it out, Reverend. Don't you know I had to clean that fish before I cook it? I had to cut it, scale it. I had to open it up and got the guts out of it, washed it out. Mama said, you put that dirty fish in my grill. Clean that fish, you know what I'm talking about? So I had to clean it real good. Mama, is it good enough? Cut that head off. I don't even want to see the head. Cut the head off. You know, you have to get it right before you put it in the skillet. Not a pot, a skillet, right? Say, Reverend, it's impossible to allow a child of God to come. And we crucify them before they get to say, I'm sorry. We crucify them and say, can you forgive me? We crucify and condemn them. Even the saints been walking, man, you going to hell. Who's you to tell me I'm going to hell? If you know God, you wouldn't say that. You'll have more mercy because all of us need him.
Amen.
So I say this, we don't want to leave here. We'll have the opportunity of someone. Don't you know your record been expunged? It's been expunged. It's been strong. God have covered your sin and wiped it away. Now watch this, Reverend. We don't teach this. He got all power. We don't teach this a lot. But we teach this today. You might not hear it but once or twice, but I'm gonna tell you something. He loves you. Reverend, he loves you. He loves you. He can look beyond your faults. He can look for those super righteous guys, you know, super righteous sisters, you know. They ain't never made no mistake. But for God, they did make a mistake. For God, that he's holding them while they can't make any more than they used to make. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because if he just stop thinking about you, brothers and sisters, don't you know you're going to, you'll be going out of existence if he just stop thinking about you? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If you leave it to yourself, Reverend, don't you know you'll be wrecked? Don't you know that, Reverend? Mm-hmm. Have you been... Just feel the love of God, and you just walk along. I'm going to tell you, you weren't alone because he was carrying you. But he was just holding you so you can grow. So you can grow. So you can grow. So you can grow. So you can grow in Christ. So I say this, and a part of our love for all of y'all, that we it would be remiss if we wouldn't stand up welcome of the invitation of coming to Christ. It would be remiss if we wouldn't open the door to you. Come to Christ as you are. We're not that busy. Now, I'm sitting at the chair at work, but I will tell you right now, I will hold your hand and pray with you. I believe every brother. I'm going to give you something, because if you may, this might be the first time you ever heard. You might hear one person praying, right? You hear that voice. That one Brother D of Reverend can pray. But don't you know we all praying? Because you just hear his words coming out of his mouth, but we all touching the green. So if you come with faith, and hit that one, but just touch that one, but we will pray for you. If you got a headache, hey, if you got soreness, if you got a corona, we will pray with you. If you got a hardship, if you're struggling with death, we will pray for you. Because we believe that we don't want you to leave this thing, like Brother D said, like you came. You ought to be expecting something going to happen good for you. Come to Jesus as you are. So we're not going to, we normally do something different. I know we normally do something, but one song I want you to play, Reverend. If you don't play no other song, My Name. If you don't do that.
Thank you, Jesus.
I just want you to know you got another one to just play.
It's just play
My Name. His name, not mine.
Yes.
If you can find that, Reverend.
All in His name.
So you can't leave and say, if Jesus comes right today, you cannot say you didn't hear today the invitation of coming to Christ. You can't say it. So we give it, and we pray for you. May God keep you. It's always in our prayer. And hold you. It's always in our prayer. Even when you think you're at your best, don't turn from God. Get closer to Him so you can help somebody else. And I'm going to say this again. I love you. And you surely can't do nothing about it.
Can't do nothing about it.
Yes, sir. My name, Rev. Can you help us? Can you bless us with it, Rev?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's it. That's it.
When the storm is raging, I'll be your light.
That's it. That's it.
When the road ahead seems dim, I have the power.
You got the power, Doc.
just wanna testify, make it crystal clear. See, I've been picked out to be picked on. Talked about out my friend's mouth. I've been beat down till he turned my life around. Seems like I always fall short of being worthy. I ain't good enough, but he still loves me. I ain't no superstar. The spotlight ain't shining on me. I ain't good enough, but he still loves me.
I used to wake up some days and wish I'd stayed asleep. Cause I went to bed on top of the world. Today the world's on top of me. Now everybody's got opinions. They ain't been in my position. And that it breaks my heart when I hear what they have to say about me.
What they say about you?
Still love.